States government.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Well, Turkish president and his main rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, will face off in a second round of voting May 28th. European leaders were watching the results of Sunday's national elections closely. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Turkey's second-round vote will determine whether the strategically located NATO country remains under the president's firm grip or can embark on a more democratic course promised by his main rival, Kılıçdaroğlu. Speaking in Brussels Monday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the massive turnout in Sunday's vote was a good sign for supporters of democracy.
I think the massive turnout in these elections is really good news. It's good news because it's a very clear sign that the Turkish people are committed to exercising their democratic rights to go and vote, and that they value the democratic institution. This is a big, big win.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Belarusian state news channel released images of President Alexander Lukashenko on Monday, and what would be his first public appearance in almost a week as speculation over his health grows. Reuters' Christy Kilburn.
The video purports to show the 68-year-old at a military command center in what would be his first public appearance in almost a week. Dressed in a military uniform, Lukashenko is seated in a chair, speaking with officers. He appears to have a bandage on his left hand and is short of breath at times. He had not been pictured in public since he reviewed Russia's annual military parade on Moscow's Red Square on May 9th. He later skipped a lunch hosted by Russian President Vladimir Putin and opted to drive over the traditional post-parade stroll. On Sunday, Lukashenko missed a ceremony in Minsk amid unconfirmed media reports that he had been hospitalized.
Reuters' Christy Kilburn. This is VOA News. Sudan's military chief ordered the freezing of all bank accounts belonging to a rival paramilitary force, the latest step in a fight for control of the resource-rich nation. Two sides have battled for weeks across Sudan, pushing the troubled country to the brink of all-out war. The decree issued on Sunday by the General Abdel Fattah Burhan will target the official accounts of the Rapid Support Forces and Sudanese banks, as well as the accounts of all companies belonging to the group. U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss the debt limit with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and congressional leaders at the White House on Tuesday. It's a high-profile afternoon session with reverberations across the globe ahead of the president's trip to the Group of Seven summit in Japan. Early outlines of a potential deal are beginning to emerge despite the painstakingly slow negotiations. A warning from NATO to China as the war in Ukraine continues. More from VOA's Carla Babb.
Allies help bolster Ukraine ahead of an anticipated counteroffensive. NATO's Deputy Secretary General Mircea Joanna is cautioning China not to do the same for Russia. NATO's Supreme Allied Commander Europe, General Christopher Cavoli, says that while Ukraine has severely degraded Russian ground forces, Moscow's air, sea, and cyber forces remain largely intact.
In other domains, the degradation has been much less noticeable.
NATO's Deputy Secretary General told VOA the alliance remains committed to Ukraine.
The number one thing is to help Ukraine win this war.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv aims to retake all Ukrainian territory while vowing not to attack Russian land. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, as AP's correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the White House says Russia is looking to get more advanced firepower from Iran for use in Ukraine.
National Security Council's John Kirby says Tehran's provided Moscow with more than 400 one-way attack drones since August.
Russia has expended most of these UAVs, using them to target Ukrainian critical infrastructure.
And now it wants more.
Russia's interested in more advanced versions of those UAVs, more capable and more lethal.
The revelation is part of what the administration bills as a growing military relationship between Iran and Russia, which it says also relies on North Korea for arms. Tehran says it provided drones to Moscow before the Ukraine invasion, but not since. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Amid the high-level efforts to deal with a raft of global emergencies, this weekend's Group of Seven summit of rich democracies will also see an unusual diplomatic reconciliation as the leaders of Japan and South Korea look to continue mending ties. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.